Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
In the bustling heart of Fortex City, Reptar and Spire scrape the toxic sky. Two unlikely travelers find themselves in a place far from familiar. Thomas, the ever-resourceful pilot of the MacPulse, and Telmec, the enigmatic robot with a personality as unique as his design, wander the crowded alleys in search of vital ship parts. But in a city where danger lurks around every corner, they're about to learn that not all break-ins come easy.
This should be the place. Just need the ship part and we are good to go.
According to my calculations, we have just enough seashells currency for the necessary components. No more, no less.
Bandits drop from the rooftops, blocking that path. The leader grins wickedly.
Of course it couldn't be that easy.
Aha! Look what we have here! A starship pilot and his toy soldier. You guys are clearly not from the neighborhood, but you must be loaded if you're buying ports around here. And you don't have the protective badge from Corzen. Excellent.
We don't want any trouble. Just passing through, that's all.
Aha! That's what they all say. But hand over your seashells, and we will let you walk out of here.
Please identify yourselves, criminal individuals.
We are the feared gang of Barnacle Bandits.
You got to be kidding me.
Sir, we are outnumbered. I calculate a high probability of resistance being ineffective.
Smart bucket. Now hand it over.
This is all we had for the ship repairs, you...
Tough luck. Better figure out something before your ship rusts to dust. Haha, let's go, boys.
The bandits retreat into the shadows, leaving Thomas and Telmec standing in the middle of the street, empty-handed. After facing this misfortune, they must find a way to make the money back to buy the ship parts they need.
I can't believe we lost everything. How are we supposed to fix our ship now?
I am unable to calculate a viable outcome without sufficient funds. However, one observation stands out. My appearance has garnered substantial attention from passed-by crowd.
You're right. We are attracting a lot of eyes. People seem to be intrigued by you.
Given my unique structure, we may capitalize on this attention by performing in exchange for monetary compensation.
Perform? You mean like a street act?
Precisely. I have analyzed various human performances. With my capabilities, I can replicate these feats with a near-perfect success rate.
A magic show? All right, Telmec, I'm game. Let's give the crowd a show they'll remember. We just need to make it flashy. Okay, Telmec, amplify my voice. Ladies and gentlemen, and beings of all shapes and forms, you are about to witness the most extraordinary magic from the one and only Telmec the Magnificent! But first, a trick of my own making. Please observe closely. What you see will defy your expectations of what is possible. Alright folks, gather around for another dazzling display of magic and wonder. This time, I'll be performing a classic card trick, but with a twist of my making that you won't believe. Now, I just need a volunteer. You, sir, what's your name?
Drax.
Drax, a name distant for greatness. Or Cartrix, haha. Now, Drax, pick a card, any card.
No.
Well, don't let me see it, but show everybody else. Memorize it, because I'm about to do something you'll never forget.
I'm prepared for it.
Got it? Fantastic. Now, return it to the deck, and I'll make it reappear as if by magic. Here we go. And with a simple wave of my hand, the card will reveal itself in a most spectacular fashion. Wait, no, that's not what's supposed to,
Wow, what the?
Are those cards exploding?
I mean, folks, don't panic. It's all part of the show, I think.
Cards continue flying through the air, creating a bit of a commotion as people shield themselves from harmless but chaotic card explosions.
Look out! One's coming right at us!
This was not in the script. Where did it even come from?
More cards flutter down, and the crowd laughs nervously. One card gently lands in a female spectator's cleavage.
Oh, my apologies, ma'am. The card seems to have landed right in between your... bosom.
Yes, this is scandalous. Atrocious.
I'm prepared to see. Yes, this is the card I picked. Amazing!
Wait, no way. Hold it up, Drax. Let's see if it's the right one. Are you serious? That's the one.
That's it. That's the card.
Yeah, the Seven of Hearts. How did you do that?
Ah, well, the magician never reveals his secrets, even when the cards, you know, explode. Thank you. All part of the magic, folks, just as planned.
Your initial plan appears to have catastrophic flaws. However, the end result was surprisingly impressive.
Let's just call it chaotic brilliance, all right?
The crowd tosses a few seashells into their dip jar, clearly entertained by the spectacle.
And that, ladies and gents, is how you make magic happen, even when it flies off the rails.
Thank you for your donations. They will go to a good cause, getting our posteriors off this giant rock.
But wait, there is more. For our next trick, Delnik the Magnificent will defy gravity itself.
Delnik extends his arms, lifting slightly off the ground using his internal mechanisms, creating the illusions of floating.
I am now hovering at approximately 3.7 centimeters above the ground.
You could fly a little bit higher to make it more impressive.
You guys are super cool!
I don't believe it, but keep going. We're actually making some money here.
Activating final sequence. Prepare for the grand finale.
Delnik dramatically raises his arms, and a burst of holographic lights form a dazzling illusion of stars and galaxies swirling above the crowd, combined with what I can only describe as funky moves.
Wow, this is truly incredible! Wow!
Amazing!
Thank you. You are too kind. Nice moves, Delnik. Looks like our little performance act saved the day. It's not enough yet to buy all the parts we need, but a good start.
The crowd slowly disperses, leaving behind a decent amount of seashells and valuables.
The operation was successful. Monetary gain acquired.
Let's already grab some of those parts and get back to the ship. Before someone else decides to take what's ours again, we can think about how to make some more seashells later.
Thank you. Okay, I think I'm ready to go.
Wait, what did you just drink, Rose?
Oh, just a little concoction I whipped up. Should give me an edge in the trial.
You need all the edges you can get, trust me.
Time to see if all that studying pays off.
I hope your textbook had a chapter on sheer luck.
Raise a glass for us when you win.
As the crowd buzzes with anticipation, the contestants take their seats around the ominous table, each eyeing the vials before them, each dangerous concoction of fate and chance.
Those drinks look like they'll send you straight to the morgue.
Some of them are even smoking. They might be strong acids.
You know what's funny about toxins? Some of the deadliest ones are actually sweet. Like ethylene glycol, used in antifreeze. Tastes like candy, but drink it, and well, let's just say the end isn't sweet.
Great. Now I'm suspicious of anything with sugar. Thanks for that. Besides, sweet and deadly, that sounds like my last relationship.
Enough fun facts. It's about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second trial of the day, the Venomous Gambit. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? First up, Cobra Kairos, a former snake charmer from the Desert Sands. Cobra Kairos has mastered the art of toxin manipulation and hypnosis. Will his venomous expertise give him the upper hand today?
Snake charmer? He's got to be used to handling deadly toxins.
Well, I charm the ladies, but toxic relationships are a different story.
Yeah, you're the antidote to a good conversation.
Next, Vesper, a mysterious hooded figure with ties to ancient venomous cults. Her agility and knowledge of poisons make her a formidable opponent.
A hooded woman, like an assassin. Think she's connected to Zyra.
Zyra who?
Seriously, you've already forgotten key mission intel?
Zyra the Phantom, leader of the Void Reach smugglers. She operates from the shadows, pulling all the strings.
Oh, right. But why would she risk her own people here?
We're jumping to conclusions. Stay focused.
And now, Dr. Neurotoxin, a once brilliant scientist, turned eccentric after years of self-experimentation with toxic chemicals. His body now produces its own lethal toxins. Will his twisted genius give him the edge?
He looks insane! Then again, you'd have to be to willingly join this trial.
Madness and genius are often neighbors.
Let's hope you don't move next door, then.
I stayed sane this long, even with you around.
I wasn't talking to you. I meant Nero.
Madness, genius, same thing, really. Just depends on the outcome.
And finally, Rose of the Black Pulse, a medic who spent her life pulling others back from the brink of death. But today, she faces that edge herself. Her knowledge of toxins and antidotes will be tested. Would it be enough to win this gamble of life and death?
She looks calm. That's good. Panic won't do her any favors.
Calm under pressure. Let's hope that keeps her alive.
Maybe the drink she took earlier was a tranquilizer.
Then I should have taken some too.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. To decide who starts this deadly trial, we'll use a time-honored method. Simple, fair, and terrifying.
What's in this box? That's one big spider.
A fascinating specimen, though.
Contestants, place your hands flat on the table. And remember, no sudden moves. Do not attempt to influence the spider.
Hands are placed on the table, trembling slightly. The spider skitters across the surface, creeping over fingers and weaving between palms.
Remember, it's usually the smaller ones that pack the deadliest bite.
This is all part of the show. I'm sure it's harmless.
Aha! The spider has chosen. Rose, you will begin the trial.
A good omen, I'd say.
With the first player chosen, the deadly game begins. The venomous gambit has now started. All eyes fall on Rose, the medic now cast into the spotlight of this deadly game. The vials before her glimmer ominously, their contents holding secrets of life or death. But with nerves of steel and a mind sharp as ever, Rose takes a deep breath, ready to face the venomous gambit.
On DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.